Tov Rabotai. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Bo. It's very interesting that in this week's parasha, we find that after everything Parao's been through, but at the beginning of this week's parasha, Parao's already been through 7 blood-curdling makot. Like, Mitzrayim is toast. Even his people are telling him, just let him go. We're all dead. Let him go. And he himself, oh, ha'atiru ba'adi, chatati apam, Hashem ha'tzadik, every time, miskin, mitbachim, miskinu. And then what? When Moshe Rabbeinu tells him about Makat Arbe, and then they start negotiating, oh, Paro says, okay, lechu aydu et Hashem elokechem, mi v'mi ha'olechim. Now start the negotiations. You ready? Like it's a Machane Yehuda over here. Yeah, we're going to start negotiating. Who's going? Moshe Rabbeinu says, and no negotiating over here. This is not, Geula. No Malchei Yisrael over here. No negotiations. And later in the parasha, the negotiations continue. You know that. Paro tells him, okay, you can take your kids too, but the animals have to stay. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Ya Habibi, lo tisha'er parsa. Not even a horseshoe is going to stay here. And then he says, Gam ata titen biyadenu zevachim ve'olot. Not only are we going to take everything, you're going to give us stuff too. Yimach shimcha. So he says, Vayetzim ha'im paro b'choriyaf. Afterwards, he left him angry. Avan mikol makom, paro chatsuf mechutzaf. What does he do? Vaygaresh otam me'et p'nei paro. Paro wasn't happy about the way Moshe told him, shot down his negotiation. It's funny. The guy who tries to negotiate, he says, no. Full price or nothing. Take it or leave it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. And we're taking everybody. He kicked them out. Paro, chatsuf mechutzaf. He chased them out of there like the lowest of the low. Moshe ve'aharon mechuanav. Chasing them out. You cry to them, how many times? Pray for me. Oh, save me. Achatati apam. And then you chase them out. Yes, there's a call. Decline. Is it still running? Sorry, I'm back. Anyway, aval mikol makom, how could it be that Paro allows himself? How did that happen? He's not schizophrenic, probably. So he was an intelligent guy. He understood these things. Yes, by chazek Hashem et lev Paro. But on the other hand, at the end of the day, why did he chase them out? At the end of last week's parasha, throughout the parasha, we find Vayechizak Lev Paro, Vayechizak Lev Paro. Where's the first time that we see Vayechizak Hashem et Lev Paro? Velo Shilach et Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, Vayechizak. Which means, then it says, it's not that Paro's heart hardened. Vayechizak, Vayechbed. It says Vayechizak Hashem. Hashem hardened it, meaning, were it not for the fact that Hashem hardened Paro's heart, he would let them go. What is special? What was special about Makat Shishit? Makat Shechin? Very interesting. So the Sforno says, one pshat, the Sichot Musar, Agarim Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichat Tzedek V'Rechai, says a beautiful pshat. He says, Makat Shechin showed Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesirut Nefesh. No, last week. Yeah, last week's parasha ended with Makat Barad. The one before that was Shechin. So over there it says, by Shechin, Kechu lachem melo chofnechem piach kivshan. Take for yourself, right? Take in your hand, melo chofnechem. Rashi says, Nes betoch nes. What was going on? Your fist full of your fistfuls, which means that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take his and Aharon's fistfuls in one fist, which means how many fistfuls was Moshe Rabbeinu holding of ash? 4. 2 of Moshe, 2 of Aharon. Uzrako Moshe, Hashamaima, le'ayne Faro, he has to throw it up. Yeah, throw it up. And Rashi says, Uzrako Moshe, Zrika is biyad achat im kol hakoach. Hashem told him, throw it with all your power, with all your strength, upwards. Says the Siftei Chachamim on Rashi, why do we need Hashem to command Moshe Rabbeinu to throw it with all of his power upwards. If Hashem is making nisim already, that he's holding it and it's going to go throughout Eretz Mitzrayim, right? That was another nis, that it spread all over Eretz Mitzrayim. So why does he need to throw it with all of the koach? So he says like this, says the Sifte Chachamim, the nis wasn't that that it went through all of Eretz Mitzrayim. The nis, because what happened, the nis was only that he threw that he was able to hold all of those things. But be'emet, the fact that it spread throughout Eretz Mitzrayim was a natural thing because Moshe Rabbeinu threw it with all of his koach. Says the Sfat Musar, wow, that is so unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his Mesirut Nefesh, was able through kochot tiv'iim that sometimes a person has to tap into, but through natural means to get it to spread all over Eretz Mitzrayim. See what when Paro saw that, in Yiddish it's called Yichalisht. You know what chalish means?
Yes.
He got weak. Says, look what a person can achieve. And we know there are many, many different situations in life that people get this strength, this superhuman strength that they never knew they had. There's stories, you know, with Shem Yirachem, with children who are run over in front of their mother. And the mother comes and, like, picks up the car.
Oh, this is the last question.
Can you explain how a mother picks up a car? What's the answer? In order to get that koach, there's a certain thing that has to trigger it. Yeah? And in general, especially a woman, she's not going to be triggered to lift a car. But something like chas v'shalom, the welfare and the life of her child, is going to trigger her even to lift a car. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu's trigger was to tap into that inner strength? It's called the Dvar Hashem. It's called Mesirut Nefesh by the command of Hashem, that pulled the trigger for Moshe Rabbeinu, and even the impossible becomes possible for him. It's a huge thing. Paro saw that. He says, now we're done. That's why Paro said, Chatati apam. He said, now he's scared. So if that was last week's parasha by Makat Shechin, so what changed by Makat Arabe that all of a sudden he's being mezalzel, he's denigrating Moshe ve'Aharon to the extent that he's chasing them out like the lowest of the low? What happened? Says the Sichut Musar, says, look what happened right before. It says, Lochen, Lechuna Gevenim, Beimdu at Hashem, Kiyotat Mevakshim. Yeah, what does it say before? Bayomer Elohim, Yeichen Adonai Machem, Kaasher Shalach Etchem Et Apechem, Re'u, Ki Ra'a Neged Penechem. Know that you have evil opposite you. What does that mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh B'Shem HaMidrash. What's it referring to? There was a star called Ra'a. There's a certain star. Paro was a master astrologer. And he saw this star called evil rising towards the Bnei Israel in the Midbar. That star, Ra'a, symbolizes blood. Yeah, symbolizes death. Paro saw them. Paro saw this, which means he understood from that star that what? That Am Yisrael were going to die in the Midbar. We're going to be killed in the Midbar. Which means that what? Whatever high level they reached by Yitziat Mitzrayim would be gone in the Midbar. Once he saw that, Paro looks at Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, shame on you. You're busy preaching, Yisrael Am Segula, Lechu Nizbach LaHashem. Right, we're going to go bring Korbanot. I already see from the stars that you guys are going to fall so down, so low, that Hashem's even going to decide to kill you. So what are you preaching to me? As a result of what he saw, the shame that befell Am Yisrael, he chased them out. Now Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did a chesed. Am Yisrael were supposed to be wiped out in the Midbar as a result of Chet Ha'egel and Chet Ha'meraglim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed, and he changed that death and destruction from the star of Ra'a, that blood, what did he change it to? Dam Hamila. Before they entered, right? That was the when they entered Eretz Israel. Huh? Nachon, but Akadosh Baruch Hu changed it. Now listen to this. I want to read to you. We know that the first thing Yehoshua bin Nun did to Am Israel when they entered was what? Hashem commanded Yehoshua, Shuv molet Yisrael shenit, give them a second milah, because the whole tkufa in the desert, there was no brit milah. When did they have brit milah? right before Yetziat Mitzrayim, right before Korban Pesach, Tid Korban Pesach, and then the whole Tkufa in the Midbar, no Milah, because they were B'chizkat Sakana, and then Hashem took the Star of Ra'ah and applied it where? To the Dama Milav when they entered Eretz Yisrael. What is the Pasuk say in Yoshua? Why did the place, what was that place called? Gilgal. Why was it called Gilgal? He says, Ki asiroti cherpa, ki ayom galoti cherpat Mitzrayim alechem. I revealed the shame of Mitzrayim from upon you. What was the shame of Mitzrayim? The shame that Paro had, the denigration. He says, I held you to be such a high people. And then when I see that you guys can fall and such evil can befall you, that means you're not so chashuv after all. It caused Paro to look at them in disdain, and then anything is possible. Rabotai, the idea in Avodat Hashem is not only to reach heights in Torah Birat Shamayim, the idea is to retain it. Because when we don't retain the level that we reach, the goyim begin to look at us bezilzul. The goyim begin to look at us in a shameful, disgraceful, disdaining manner. And afterwards, what comes next? Even people like Moshe Ve'aron, as a result of that shame, by Garish Otam Me'et Pene Far'o, he allowed himself even to chase out Moshe Ve'aron because of that zilzul. Ami sent us to keep themselves in a situation that's above reproach. It's a very hard thing because we have, you know, we fall. But we must hold ourselves to higher standards. We have to answer to higher authority at all times. It's a big, big, we're on the top of the world. And yet, Paro saw that everything he held and all that kavod that he amassed towards Am Yisrael and towards Moshe Ve'aron and towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Hashem HaTzadik. Afterwards, after he saw this, he never looked at them the same again. That's what happens when a person takes a fall. He doesn't only take a fall in his own eyes. Other people get influenced, their opinion. Now again, obviously we don't live for public opinion. But other people's Avodat Hashem and other people's image of Am Yisrael falls as well. And you know what we call that? It's called a Chilul Hashem. That's what a Chilul Hashem is. Now, sometimes I was speaking about it before. Lo b'shamayim. This is a very foolish example, but it's an example nonetheless. A person who's very noticeably Shomer Torah Mitzvot, let's say. And at home, he would never think of doing certain things. And he goes on the plane, and he looks at certain things or watches certain things. Not only does that cause a spiritual downfall for himself, what do you think, you're the only guy on the plane? There's other people. You think other people are stupid? You think other people don't see? What does that cause? That's the epitome of Chilul Hashem, because other people, that causes you're Am Segula. This is what you people do? You people are supposed to be Am Gitim Ni Am Segula Mikola Amim. This is what you people do? That's Cherpat Mitzrayim on Am Yisrael. That's the Cherpah of the Goyim to look at Am Yisrael that way. Chas v'shalom for a person to do that. You don't only live for yourself. You live, every one of us is a walking, talking representative and ambassador for Am Yisrael. We have to keep that in mind. Ambassadors don't feel free to do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. They know why? Because they have to live up to a certain standard. And that's for Basar Vadam. We're representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so does a person have to be careful? Even and especially during the vacations, Bin Azmanim, you know, when there's a change of scenery, Alachat Kama V'Chama, person has to be careful. But that's a big, big limud. Ve'lo stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Parashat Bo by Yeshiva Week. Teach us this special thing. Rabotai. Uncle John.
Isn't it what do you call it? Chilul Hashem, Jew to a Jew?
Midoraita Chilul Hashem is true. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, that's true. Aval mikol makom, Chilul Hashem is in any situation where a person disregards the Ritzon Hashem, that creates an aura of Chilul Hashem. And when a person adheres to Dvar Hashem, Torah u'mitzvot derech eretz yirat shamayim, that creates quintessential kiddush Hashem. Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
U'mitzvot. And enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.